Hi, good morning everyone. My name is Jun Park. I'm a doctoral candidate in the Department of Population Health Science in the University of Wisconsin Madison. I also work in the Countless Ranking and Roadmap Project as a project assistant. I'm very excited to have an opportunity to have this great topic. Sorry. Discuss this topic with professionals from various backgrounds. Today I'm going to present research entitled Relative Contribution of Health Factors to Health Outcome at the County Level. No personal financial relationship with the commercial interest relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. Here is a brief overview of how my presentation today will flow. I'd like to begin with a brief background and objective, which is discussed about, which is to estimate the relative contribution of health factor to health outcome. And then I will discuss about the potential sources of error that may reduce bias in this estimation, and then address the analytical approach that may reduce those biases. I'll conclude this presentation with some results and the implication of the study. Determining the relative contributions of health factors to health outcome has been an interest for many researchers and policymakers. For researchers, this kind of knowledge facilitates to better understand the population health at the population level. For policymakers, this sort of information will give more informed decision. For example, McGuinness has identified social circumstance, environmental exposure, behavior pattern, shuffles in medical care as a relevant factor to understand mortality, the mortality, and then assigned 21%, 7%, 57%, and 14% respectively. In the model used in the Countless Ranking and Roadmaps, mortality and morbidity was explained by 30% of health behavior, 20% of clinical care, 40% of social and economic factor, and 10% of the physical environment. Clearly, no agreement has been made what health determinants are important to understand health outcome and what would be the relative contribution of each health factor. However, it is clearly there is some general consensus that multiple health determinants are relevant to understand population health in general, as well as the identification of the relative contribution would be very important to have a better understand population health. This study is intended to provide an empirical estimate for the relative contribution to health factor to health outcome at the population level. More specifically, this study will identify potential sources of bias and apply appropriate analytic approach to reduce the impact of potential bias, followed by the discussion and conclusion. Data were from the Countless Ranking and Roadmap, that is a collaborative program between the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The ranking of set of county-level measures from nationally representative sources in the United States that contained data on modifiable health factors, that is associated with health factors, health outcomes. Composite scores for each construct was utilized to this analysis. As an outcome measure, a health outcome construct composite score were used, whereas composite score for health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factor, and the physical environment were used as explanatory measures. Here is the model used in the country's ranking. As you can see, health outcome is a construct that consists of mortality and morbidity. Health factor was explained by health factor consists of four constructs. That is health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factor, and physical environment. Each construct was captured by several set of modifiable county level measures. It is unavoidable to have several sources of bias in empirical research, especially in the ecological approach, to understand population health by using county level measures. Measurement error and endogeneity are two biggest sources of bias, and detail will be discussed in the following slides. Sampling error and confounding are also common sources of error that may introduce some bias in empirical research. However, especially in this study, the impact of sampling error and confounding may be minimal, since the county's ranking covers most of county in the United States, as well as it utilizes the county's ranking model that is comprehensive population health model that takes into account modifiable health factors to health outcomes. Measurement error describes potential limitation of the measure that may introduce some bias, so that the existence of measurement error is not unusual phenomenon in research, so that the analytic approach should be able to address this limitation during the modeling. Some empirical measures may suffer from low validity and reliability. For example, measurement from small area may less valid or reliable due to the small number of events and the population size. The appropriate measure may not always be available at the county level. Moreover, not all measures at the county level are available in every county and every state. The alternative proxy measures may imperfectly capture the characteristic that we want to know. For example, measures that use moving average for multiple years may introduce temporality issues, and the change of proxy measure for single factor over years also introduce some additional issues. Endogeneity may occur when a factor that is associated with both health factor and health outcome at the same time. But if we omit this factor from the model, then the estimated association between health factors to health outcome may be biased. If the endogeneity is one of most serious issues in empirical research, so that the analytic approach should be able to address this issue appropriately. In the rankings model, especially in this study, the two potential mechanisms that introduce endogeneity may be feasible. For example, if we fail to take into account the state level factor kind of regulation rules for the insurance coverage and eligibility, then the estimated association between health factors to health outcome may be potentially biased. At the same time, if we fail to take into account the specific county level factor that is also associated with both health factor and health outcome, then the estimated association will be potentially biased. We have utilized four analytic approaches to estimate the relative contribution of health factor to health outcome with the consideration of potential sources of bias. OLS is commonly used approach that estimate the linear association health factor to health outcome. Hierarchical linear modeling is also useful to estimate the linear association with the consideration of potential state level factors. structural equation modeling is useful to estimate the latent association between health factors and health outcome with the consideration of potential measurement error. Latent growth curve modeling is also useful to estimate the latent construct association with the consideration of both measurement error and the trend of the characteristic in each county. Here is a summary of potential sources of errors, potential sources of bias, and the corresponding analytic approach that may handle this kind of issue. All four approaches are capable to estimate the relative contribution. However, the baseline model of the ORS may not be able to handle the potential source of errors listed over here. Potential measurement error may be handled by structural equation model and latent growth curve model. Potential unobserved state level factor may be addressed by hierarchical linear model. Account for potential unobserved county level factor can be achieved in the latent growth curve model. Here is one of indirect ways to estimate the impact of endogeneity due to state level variation. The estimated ICC was 0.37 using hierarchical linear model. That indicates 37% of variation was due to, 37% of total variation was due to the state level variation in the association between health factor and health outcomes. This means a considerable amount of state level impact may exist in this association. The measurement error can be directly assessed by using structural equation model or latent growth curve model. In all cases, the latent construct was able to capture more than 90% of each individual measure's variance. However, there is a room for improvement for physical environment measure, as you can see the low SMC numbers in that measures. The relative contribution of as factor to as outcome vary by the approach used in this study. When considering ORS as a baseline model, the impact of health behavior, clinical care, social and economic factor, and physical environment was around 40%, 22%, 64%, and 0% respectively. The first thing I'd like to emphasize is that the impact of measurement error was considerable in this model. For example, the physical environment was estimated 0% in three models and 7% in one model. Also, if you see the social and the impact of a social and economic factor, in ORS model it was initially estimated 64%, but it decreased 46% in SEM and 36% in latent growth curve model. The second thing is, the impact of clinical care was estimated 22% at the initial. So clinical care, the impact of clinical care was initially estimated 22%, but in HLM, which the model explained, take into account the state level variation, it has decreased 6%. This also indicates that the impact of state level variation has great considerable impact on the estimate of the relative contributions of respect to health outcome. Finally, the estimated relative contribution of latent growth curve model was very similar to the continuous ranking model's weight scheme that was used in the continuous ranking model. So it was 30%, 20%, 40%, and 10%. So to sum up, to provide an empirical answer for the relative contribution of risk factor to health outcome, we have identified the potential sources of bias and then applied several analytic approaches to the ranking data. We found that considerable variation of the relative contribution of risk factor to health outcome, and this variation might be due to the considerable impact of potential sources of bias, that was endogeneity and measurement error. Unfortunately, no single analytic model can cover all of these potential sources of bias taken into account in its own model. However, the mixture of several models may be feasible. In addition to utilize a different approach to estimate the relative contribution to health outcome, several efforts can be made to reduce the impact of potential bias. The first one might be improvement measure eventually reduce the measurement error, which is a good thing for us. And rankings county by state may reduce the impact of unobserved state level impact on the association. Also, utilizing the trend analysis may be useful to take into account unobserved county level factor into the association between health factor and health outcome. Thus, it is important to clearly understand what the underlying advantage and disadvantage of each model would be, and the choice of analytic approach should be depend on the research specific research question and its policy implication. I'd like to acknowledge the support from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and my co-author Annie Lober and Amanda Jobach and Dr. Kathleen and the Countless Ranking and Roadmap teams. Thank you for listening.